You got to go to the website. Now, here's where this gets tricky, because there's always got to be a catch, right? If you go to donate.wmfo.org, you are eventually going to encounter a screen that says make your gift. And here's what's going to happen when you get to that screen. It's going to ask you which college you want to give to. And it's like, we're not, they're talking about the colleges within Tufts University and not necessarily Tufts University as a whole. So when you get to that screen, this is all you have to do. When it's where it says select a school, you must choose arts and sciences, because that's the only way that you can get to us. Where it says select an area, choose other. And then when the other window pops up, just say WMFO and you're good to go. So when you get to that make your gift screen, this is at donate.wmfo.org, select a school, arts and sciences, select an area, other. And then when the other window pops up, just type in WMFO, because this is WMFO Medford. And we love it when you support us.
We do indeed.
We're here either way for you, but you know, show your support. Maybe you can dunk me in a thing full of pickle juice. Was that what we were going for here? Pickle juice?
Yes. Oh my God, I'm so excited for it now.
I don't know how I got the pickle juice into this.
First thing that popped in my head, baby.
There's no sun up in the sky. Stormy weather.
Here, Boston 5-day forecast. If you're enjoying the warmth, enjoy it while you can, because they ain't going to stick around. Lows going down into the 40s tonight.
Oh, shucks.
In our immediate area, down into the 30s if you're in the cooler suburbs out there in the valley. Tomorrow, sunny. High in the mid-50s. Lows fall back to the upper 30s tomorrow night. And then Friday, we get the big change. Light rain rolls into the afternoon, then becomes heavy rain tomorrow night. Are on Friday night. High is only getting up to about 50 degrees, but we'll stay warm Friday night in the upper 40s. Saturday, the rain clears out. The wind moves in, but the temperature is going to drop during the day. We're going to go from a high of around 51 degrees to lows in the mid-30s. Sunday is going to feel like autumn. Sunny skies, high in the mid-40s, lows below freezing Sunday night.
Yikes.
More of the same for Monday. Highs in the highs in the low 40s, lows in the mid 50s. So that is your Veterans Day observed. It's going to be a sunny day at least, so you can look forward to that. When we come back, we're going to wrap up the last on the election, and we're going to talk about the self-radicalization of America via social media right here on WMFO Medford.
Opening eyes and barely I'm blinking. Red light, stop. Green light, go. Every symbol has a meaning, even those symbols on the meat sold in your grocery store. I'm Sarah Beck, Consumer Meat Specialist, U.S. Department of Agriculture. The purple shield with the letters USDA and the word prime, choice, or good is your sign of quality. Quality that's been checked by the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Prime means it's the top grade and usually the most expensive. Choice, the grade you'll see in most stores, is also very high in quality. If the meat has been graded for quality, you'll know that it has also passed a strict inspection for wholesomeness. You'll see the symbol for wholesomeness, a round purple inspection mark, on wholesale cuts of meat and packaged meat products. For more information on buying meat, write How to Buy Meat, Agriculture Radio, Washington, D.C., 20250.
I'm going to the hardware store.
Oh, will you pick up 800 lumen bulbs?
800 more flowers? The neighbors will think we're wacky.
Not flower bulbs, light bulbs.
Come on, Dad. Lumens tell you how bright the bulb is. We can replace our 60-watt bulbs with energy-saving bulbs that give off about 800 lumens.
So, we'll save money.
Right.
Got it. 800 lumens and more savings.
Lumens, the new way to shop for light. Learn more at energysavers.gov.
This is the big picture.
Is this the big picture? This is the big picture.
This is a weird version of the big picture, but it's the big picture nonetheless.
On the Town with Mikey D, coming your way in 50 minutes with everything you need to know about
five
the Boston.
50, not on five.
Right. Yes, 50 minutes with everything you need to know about the Boston music scene. 855-915-9636 is the telephone number. Our tale of woe for today comes from Shea Spillane.
It does indeed.
As it usually does. Shea Spillane has
up.
A new tale of woe for us every week, but this is, you're a victim.
A new tale of woe every week?
You're a victim.
I'm not a victim. I'm a survivor. That is the term that I would prefer.
All right. So were you a survivor? Did you actually vote yesterday, or was your vote suppressed?
I was not allowed to vote yesterday.
So you're a victim. Your vote was suppressed. Tell us your tale of woe about voter suppression.
Brother, let me tell you a tale. God, you imply like I'm... Whenever I fall down, I laugh about it. You act like I'm some whiny hoe.
I know. I'm helping you relate to America's victim culture because it's popular right now. Okay, that's what works.
Oh, thank you. I need so much help to relate to that. Thank you for looking out for me, Derek, you butthead.
Hey, now.
So I went to wait in line at my district in Somerville, where I have been registered to vote for, when did I change my license? I believe since February. And waited in line, got to the front. They asked me my address. I told them. And they said, I'm sorry, we do not, for those of For those of you who have not crept into the secret of my life, my first name is not Shay. I go by my middle name. But my first name is Melissa. And they said, I'm sorry, we have no Melissa Spillane at this poll.
Uh-oh, shenanigans.
And I said, I'm sorry, that's highly impossible. Because I registered like months.
Don't we have motor voter in this state?
Almost a year ago. And they said, I'm really sorry. I don't know what to tell you. Here's the phone number you can call. So I called a phone number and said, hey, dum-dums, like, what's going on?
Did you say you're silencing me and I will not be silenced?
No, because I'm not a psychopath.
Okay. I think you should have said that. You might have gotten better results, but go on.
I did shake my fist in the air very vigorously.
All right, that's good.
But so I called this phone number, and they said, like, you know, I don't understand what perhaps could be wrong. And I finally gave them my social security number, and they said, I'm sorry, miss, you are registered in downtown Los Angeles in district blah, 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 blah. And I said, that hasn't been accurate for a year and a half. And I re-registered almost a year ago here. And then they said, no, I'm sorry, miss, you didn't... Oh, no. I said, what? Oh, no. Well, so we do have a note here that you did re-register in the state of Massachusetts, but unfortunately, because of a clerical error, it was never processed. Thus, you absolutely should be registered in Massachusetts, but currently, we still have your status as... I'm so sorry, miss. I'm so sorry.
That's when you start yelling, I will not be silenced. I will not be silenced.
I was like,
this is voter suppression.
I was like, can I just go and have tea with Donald Trump then?
Because, yeah.
Oh my God. I was so mad, especially because.
Did
like,
you have to wait in line to be told you couldn't vote?
Uh huh.
How long?
I waited in line for 45 minutes.
Oh man.
And.
Wow.
And I didn't even.
And you didn't yell, I will not be silenced?
I didn't even. Honestly, I mostly cared about just voting on each of the questions. Like,
you have been
disenfranchised. It wasn't even about the people. It was about the bills that people were trying to pass. And it was just so. The most frustrating part about it was that the majority of people going to vote have no idea what the hell they're talking about.
Yeah.
Like. It reminds me.
That's why they don't want you voting. You know what's going on.
Exactly. But it reminds me of when I lived in California, there was a bill. I still laugh every time I think about it. But there was a bill to regulate whether or not porn stars should wear condoms while making their film.
Sure.
And I remember being like, this, I am just purely coming out as a human being. It does not matter how many newspapers I read, how much research I put into all of this stuff. This is a pure gut. But that's the way that most people vote. And when it's
you like your porn stars barebacking is what you're saying.
Yes, I do. It's the whole point of porn. Just test them regularly.
That was the industry's argument.
Which is true. Just test them regularly. Give them proper health care. That is the solution to the problem. It's not making them toss on a rubber.
You say give them proper health care like you can do that in the United States of America. Come on.
We'll give them... okay, let's put it this way. Give them proper health care coverage and screening.
You want to hear what California passed yesterday?
Do I? I don't know.
Because you could have voted on this since you were still technically registered.
Once I found that out, I was like, can I catch a quick flight out to Cali? Because I guess I'm allowed to vote in California right now.
So California voted to make daylight saving time permanent.
What?
They voted to make daylight.
Sorry, you're going to have to elaborate.
They voted to make daylight saving time permanent.
Bunch of dummies.
Assuming someone in the state legislature introduces a bill.
Explain to me what you even mean, though. What does it mean to make daylight savings time? So just don't
means you're going to fall back and you're never going to spring forward ever. Or you're going to spring forward and you're never going to fall back again. It's just going to be daylight saving time forever in California.
Have they read Caesar?
So, no, but here's the thing. They voted to make daylight saving time permanent, assuming someone in the legislature introduces a bill, that bill passes by a two-thirds majority, and that the federal government changes the rules to allow states to get rid of daylight, to get rid of standard time. So in other words, they voted to pass something, theoretically, that is never going to pass in a million years. Florida has passed a similar bill, by the way.
The guy I've been seeing recently is from California. Brian, if you're listening, I'm sorry, but that's the dumbest freaking thing I've ever heard. No offense to your state.
So you were disenfranchised yesterday. Have you been re-enfranchised yet? Have they given you a path to enfranchisement?
Well, they told me that they would process it.
Do they know that you're a citizen?
They told me they would process it within 48 hours. And I said, well, that's wonderful. But election day is today.
Yeah.
And, well, the point I was making, though, with the whole condom porn star thing is that so many people just go, like, I was going in there, like, very informed and, like, with so much research and with so many back and forth opinions that I finally arrived at a conclusion of, whereas a lot of people just go and be like, oh, that person's name funny. I'm going to vote for them. Like,
yeah.
So some dumb dumb that has no idea what's going on got to vote, and I did not.
And so they wouldn't let you vote at all.
Nope.
And wow. Is this a Somerville thing?
No, it's a federal government thing. They literally it was a clerical error that they did not process my voter re-registration. And it does. I mean, when I posted about it on Facebook yesterday, I said, and here I thought that I already knew all the things I hated about our political system. But I'll be damned, there's another.
Are you gonna call them back and make sure that they've actually processed it, but like this week and not just ahead of the next election?
I already did this morning.
And?
Yep.
So they're done.
Supposedly. Yeah. I mean, I guess I'll find out the next time I wait 45 minutes in line.
That's poor. I'd call it,
But that's what I was talking to one of my coworkers at my day job
today. Can you sue somebody?
I'm thinking about it.
Can you sue?
I think I might just send Donald Trump a picture of me giving him the finger.
No, I think you have to sue William Galvin.
That'd be really satisfying. I was talking to one of my coworkers about it this morning, and it is funny that, like, the foundation of our government is fantastic. Like, the idea behind it and the idea of for the people, by the people, of the people, of the people. I always mix up the order of that. But
assuming that the people actually know what they're talking about.
They rarely do.
No, I give the people more credit than that.
There are a decent amount of people who know what they're talking about. There is a vast majority of people who have no idea what the hell they're talking about and vote based on, like, that guy's hair is cool. He made the very good point. He said, I think it's a flawed in many ways, especially because our political system is supposed to be set up in such a way that everyone over the age of 18 who is a citizen of the United States should be able to vote.
Yeah.
And it should be easy as possible. When this country was conceived, it was people going to freaking barns and writing things on a piece of paper. He made the very good point that I've never even thought of, that you should just be able, no matter where you are, you should just be able to provide your social security number, prove you're an American citizen, and vote. It doesn't matter if you're in New Mexico, if you're in Montana, if you're in New York. Give your social security number. Last place that you were known as residents, that's the ballot you get. That's the way it should be.
See, in your case, I think you should have walked back in there and been like, look, I know you got some dead people on the rolls here. Can you just give me one of those and give me a ballot and we'll call it even?
Come on, Derek. You know me. You don't think that I said, I mean, who's going to know?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I have a big, round Irish face. You really think I'm not a Massachusetts voter?
It's Somerville. I got to believe there's illegal aliens voting over there, and they're not going to let you vote.
And they're not going to let me, a gigantic, Irish, adorable human being.
Ridiculous. You want to know some of the other stuff that that we voted on yesterday?
No, I'm just getting depressed.
There's some interesting stuff around the country. I mentioned earlier that Florida had already passed that daylight saving time thing.
Oh, Florida, good, because they're good at stuff.
Guess what else Florida did? This I love. This is one of the best ballot questions I think I've ever seen. Florida passed a law that bans offshore oil drilling and vaping at work.
What?
They passed a law. Florida passed
a
law.
Wait, I need you to back up for a moment. So this is one law?
This is one law.
This is one law.
This is one
so
law.
Both of these things are involved in...
This is one law. It bans offshore oil drilling and workplace vaping. Nobody... These somehow got collapsed together into one law. No one has been able to give a reasonable explanation as to why. And Florida passed it. So there will be no offshore oil drilling or vaping at work in Florida. I kind of like this.
Well, thank God, because those two things were so tied together.
Just make a laundry list of stuff you don't like. Put it on a ballot question. Be like, we're going to ban all this. Like, because you know what's going
to
happen?
I was like, next year, once I'm actually legally allowed to vote here again, I'm going to ban olives and stupid people on one bill.
Yeah. Well, wait a minute. What do you got against olives?
I hate olives.
See, this, you know why this works? Is because I like olives. I am pro-olive, team olive over here. But I really don't like stupid people. And I would be willing to forego the olives
for
to get rid of the stupid people.
Yeah. That's why it's really... I remember learning that
concept. I'll go get olives in New Hampshire.
I remember learning that concept in elementary school, how they used to... I love that this is something I remember from elementary school. Everyone else was still learning to do cursive. Man, I'm smart. But they taught us about how, like, sometimes they just attach one bill to another when it was going through Congress to get passed.
Yeah.
Just like, this one's really good and it's definitely going to pass. Let's just staple this one.
Yeah, it's called a rider. That's what they call them, riders.
But that's exactly it. It'd be like, let's ban stupid people. And while we're at it, olives.
Yeah. So
I like olive oil. I just don't. The texture, it's...
I don't know how anybody can not like olives.
The smell.
They're nice. Olives are great. Also in Florida, the ex-felons can vote now. You're one of four states that didn't let...
Oh, thank goodness. I've been waiting for that.
They were one of four states that didn't let the ex-felons vote, as long as you did not murder or sexually assault someone. If you murdered or sexually assaulted someone, no vote for you. I'm guessing that the voting rolls down in Florida were getting thin. They were running out of people. They were running out of people in some parts of the state.
Like, this is the most I've ever genuinely laughed.
They were running out of
our show.
They were running out of voters in places like Tampa and Jacksonville, and had to let the felons back on the rolls.
Well, Florida's already ridiculous too. So it's like all of these just make it sound like, okay, we're already insane. But we're expected to try to pass some bills.
Yeah.
So, hey guys, what do you think? Here, let's split a keg and talk about it. No, I guess in Florida it would be like I don't know, what do people in Florida drink? Margaritas?
Yeah, Mad Dog 2020, I believe.
I would say.
And Everclear are still legal down there. So, Four Loko.
Jesus. I was just going to say Four Loko.
Yeah.
Four Loko Punch.
Yeah. Four Loko is like Florida made Four Loko. they're still drinking homemade Four Loko down there. And I think there's a decent amount of scissor consumption in Florida as well. So, by the way, shout out, welcome Senator Romney.
Weird.
That's the last refuge of that scoundrel.
Oh, yes, but it's still...
I'm going to go to Utah and be a senator. Well, that was always an option, Mr. Romney. Always an option.
And Utah, too.
Yeah.
Like, don't get me wrong. I actually, driving through Utah, like, Utah is one of the most... People-wise, gonna reserve judgment at the moment. It's weird that as I'm saying this, a Book of Mormon ad just popped up on my laptop. But it's one of the most beautiful places I've ever been.
Colorado's prettier and less shooty.
That was I was gonna say that was after Colorado.
Yeah.
And I was like,
I mean, it is pretty out there.
Well,
but.
I was like, well, I went to Ogden, which is just outside Salt Lake City, which is actually, for those of you who don't know, better view of the Salt Lake. You can drive to Antelope Island, which I highly recommend.
Yeah, but stay out of the compounds because the polygamists get shooty.
Stay out of the compounds.
Yeah. If you see a town with nobody driving through it, don't drive through that town because it's you're not supposed to be.
I always went to when I was driving across the country, I'd go to like diners I found along the way that had good reviews, and I went to one and the owner was so nice and he was the one doing everything. He was doing the service. He was helping with the cooking. He was doing the cashier. And I asked him, I said, how long have you lived here? And he said, oh, my entire life. I said, oh, so your family still lives around here? He said, I mean, I think so. It's like, what do you mean? He said, well, I'm gay. They haven't spoken to me in 5 years.
Oh, yikes.
I was like, huh. Well, this place is wonderful.
Yeah, and as Utah.
Jesus Christ, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
No pun intended.
Yeah, don't pull into those that quiet little town. It's sort of like that rule that we know around here. If you're on the New York Thruway, like upstate New York, don't pull off on those gravel roads. You're not supposed to go down there. And there are people down there waiting to turn you around.
It's just like when I was driving through central Pennsylvania. And I pulled over at one point to get gas. And there were a bunch of people just glaring at me. And I was like, why are they glaring me?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm a woman.
Yeah.
And I'm wearing pants, and I'm pretty sure my tramp stamp is visible.
You get a quarter mile. You get a quarter mile down that gravel road in upstate New York until you come across a couple of guys with rifles sitting in the back of a pickup truck just shaking their heads. Nope. That's when you turn around. As soon as they see you, you turn around.
Oh, Michigan. God, it's so weird to laugh about rifles.
Michigan legalized the rec, Shea Spillane. Another state you can go to and smoke the rec.
I mean, I know I should get excited about this. That's what you expected me.
Yeah.
That's how you expected me to react.
I think you'd be, you know.
But at this point, it's just kind of, nah.
And Jeff Sessions is gone. So there's a major federal threat to recreational marijuana removed.
I was going to say, that made me very happy. Well, that's what, like, I was saying to my father the other day, how I missed very much being a political activist. Like, that I was trying to think of the last time I felt, like, very, very, very fulfilled. And it was when I worked for MassCan. And he goes, why don't you just go and be a spokesperson for them again? And I was like, because my job's kind of done.
Yeah. Like, yeah, pretty much.
At the time, I believe one state had legalized medical marijuana, and now it's
10.
I was going to say,
Michigan becomes number 10.
10 for rec. I'm trying to think. I believe there are 29 now that have medical legalized.
Yep. So, but recreational, that's 1/5 of the country, kids. You can smoke recreational marijuana. And Michigan, at one level, they're just like, you know what? It's legal in Canada now. Yeah, what's the point?
And Canada's like right there.
Yeah. Canada's like, you can swim to Canada.
Well, what I love is the best pie I've ever had in my entire life was in Michigan. Grand Traverse Pie Company, I believe it's called. Just one of those random stops on the many road trips I've taken. But all I can think about is, now that recreational pot is legal in Michigan, they're going to smoke really good pot and then go to Grand Traverse. It's going to be epic.
WMFO Medford. Is recreational legal in California?
Yes.
I can't imagine what the line at House of Pies.
Are you kidding? Is recreational legal in? I mean,
I can't imagine what the line at House of Pies in Los Feliz is like. Yeah, it's going
to
be.
You know, I've never been to House of Pies.
Oh, House of Pies is great.
Well, only because.
It's pies.
No, I'm a pie hole gal. I'm a downtown.
How did
lady.
You never go to House of Pies when you
the
were
The one
there?
Time I tried to go, it was an hour wait. And I was like,
yeah, that's typical.
I was like, I live 5 minutes from Pie Hole, which is my favorite pie place.
Yeah, but
in
it's
LA.
Not House of Pies is where you go to be. You're waiting for an hour with celebrities.
But it's called. Oh, come on! I worked at a sushi place in Malibu. I worked at that stupid Western place on the Sunset Strip. Celebrities, I have a glass. Runneth over.
No, but they're low key and chill at House of Pies. That's
no,
why
they
you
were
go.
Low key and chill at my sushi place in Malibu.
Missouri.
Also, I hate celebrities. They're a word I can't say on the radio most of the time.
Missouri legalized medical marijuana.
Missouri.
Guess,
hell yeah.
Guess who else legalized medical marijuana? Utah.
I was just gonna say, if you say Utah, I'm gonna
Utah,
pass out.
The medical weed is now legal in Utah.
Oh my goodness!
Oh boy, gonna be a fun time down at the Mormon Temple tonight. Of course, none of them can use it, but it's legal.
Well, and that's what I was saying. Is the best part of Utah is Antelope Island, which is this wildlife-ridden island in the middle of the Salt Lake, and the Great Salt Lake. But it's the perfect place to smoke pot, and I know this because I did there.
Yeah.
But that's also where a bison tried to attack me, and I was like, "Bitch, I will kick you in the face."
But this is one thing. This is one thing that I will give the Mormons credit for.
There
is
other than having multiple wives.
Well, no, you're not supposed to do that unless you can't do that in Salt Lake. You got to be out in the burbs.
If I had a nickel for every time someone said you're not supposed to do something when people were actually doing it.
But here's the thing. Like Utah is a Mormon dominated state. And it's like if they wanted to, they could ban tobacco, they could ban alcohol, they could ban medical marijuana, they could ban everything. They don't do it. They're just sort of like if people want to have this stuff, that's fine. We're going to have it. We're not going to use it. And they don't. They actually like...
Oh, I know.
They actually take it seriously. And they're like, you know what? You can put liquor stores all around us.
I was like, do you know how hard it is to buy a six-pack in Utah?
We're not going to buy any.
Because, like, I remember I was there and I was like, you know what? I feel like when I was staying there, I was like, I feel like having two beers. I just want to sit in my motel and drink two beers. At 8 o'clock at night, I am driving all over the place trying to find a place, and I finally found a liquor store. It's closed. I found another liquor store. It's closed at 8 o'clock.
Yeah, you know why?
Night.
Because nobody's coming out to buy anything.
I would say because there's no reason to stay open.
Yeah, like if you get there by six if you want your booze, because Lord knows after that nobody's coming. It's not like Buffalo where they're open 24 hours a day.
Ah, Buffalo.
It's not quite that bad. Buffalo, you go to the bars after 10 o'clock.
Talk about good munchy food. I want Duff's wings right now.
You're not gonna like this one.
Uh-oh.
I don't think anybody's gonna like this one.
Am I gonna cry or yell?
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see. Alabama and West Virginia both voted in this language that says, quote, nothing in this constitution secures or protects a right to abortion.
Knew it was going to be about this.
Or requires the funding of abortion. And basically what they are doing is they are planning and there's...
That is illegal. That goes against the federal regulation that was put down by Roe versus Wade.
Now, keep in mind, there are two different states that have done this here. Same language, which means there is an organized effort.
I was going to say, which means that this is collusion, which is still federally illegal for them to do that.
It's not collusion. Well, here's the thing. Currently, it's federally illegal. And what they're doing
is laying the groundwork to take away my right to... decide what happens to my body.
They're laying the groundwork for a post Roe versus Wade future that they think may exist.
That's absurd.
So for the 10...
That is absurd.
Yeah, well...
Absurd.
That's Alabama.
The only way to describe it is absurd.
Alabama,
yelling.
Kids.
The answer was yelling.
Yes.
When I said, am I going to yell or cry? The answer was yelling.
Alabama. Do I need to say more than Alabama? That's really all you need to know here. Yeah. Well, you know, look, for the 10 minutes that they actually have the ability, like between Roe versus Wade being thrown out and Congress having to pass a law guaranteeing the right to an abortion at the federal level, Alabama and West Virginia can have a good time saying, nope, you can't get an abortion. After those 10 minutes are up,
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
This is what's so absurd is I don't understand why this is so difficult for people to understand. It's the reason that pot should be legal. It's the reason abortion should be legal. It's the reason that prostitution should be legal.
Remember, I just praised the Mormons a moment ago.
For
being the exact opposite of this.
But, well, and yay Mormons, I guess. But the point is, regardless of whether it's legal or not, people are going to do it.
Yeah.
If it's legal, then it can be regulated properly. Prostitution is legal in Nevada, everywhere except for Las Vegas. All of the prostitutes get regularly tested.
Get in cabs and go to hotel rooms in Vegas and sell their services.
Shut up. Get regularly tested. I don't want to call them pimps, but have security. Everything is very, very regulated. They don't get pregnant. They don't get AIDS. They don't get chlamydia.
Well, they do if they don't follow the rules. But
that's the thing is I'm saying, but there are very specific guidelines that make it a million times safer than if prostitution was legal there, as it is in the rest of the country. It's the same thing with abortion. Before abortion was legal here, it was done with coat hangers and alleyways, and women would die.
You know, West Virginia as a state occupies the space of a postage stamp. I'm pretty inclined to let them do whatever the heck they want to do.
No, I love West Virginia. It's one of the most beautiful parts of our country.
It's also very easy to get out of and get into a reasonable state if you happen to live there.
But it's the precedent that it's setting. That's what's upsetting
me.
So we're going to pass this very... very cleverly worded law that's going to set the groundwork for all the states surrounding us. Because think about it. Think about where West Virginia is and think about where Alabama is. It's basically, so West Virginia is here, Alabama's here, and then there's all these states that have similar opinions wedged between the two of them. It's gross. This is making me mad.
Do you honestly expect anything else from Alabama?
I never expect anything from Alabama.
There you go.
When I was 16, my roommate on a leadership retreat in D.C. thought I'd be okay to wear a Confederate flag bathing suit. She was from Alabama.
Yeah.
And I looked at her and said, "You can't wear that." She said, "Why?" And I said, Because we're in Washington, D.C., / we're human beings, / it's 2003.
Alabama is proud that they're not Mississippi and aspires to be Arkansas. So that's your life when you're the 49th state. And that's really what they are. They're number 49.
I do like Arkansas. They have a really good music scene in Little Rock.
Finally, Florida.
Finally, Florida.
Yes.
If I had a nickel.
Banned greyhound racing. Greyhound racing would be illegal in Florida as of 2021. And this may be it for the industry, because Florida had more dog tracks than any other state left in the country. There are only 5 states that will still have active racetracks. Alabama, West Virginia.
Shocker.
Arkansas, Iowa, and Texas. And the one in Texas was on the Gulf Coast over near Florida. So Florida was basically, it's not just that you had the dog racing there. That was supporting the dog racing.
I would say that was like the crux of everything.
Alabama, Arkansas, and Texas. West Virginia and Iowa, like, they'll probably keep it going. One of those states will. West Virginia actually has 2 dog tracks. So they may be able to keep it going, but this is pretty much the end for dog racing in this country.
Well, and actually, it's funny. I knew that law passed before I knew it passed, because when I was looking into things for this evening, one of the first stories that came up was that a bunch of greyhounds from Florida were up for adoption.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, I'm going to put two and two together here. Like, this is why. But I think that's great, especially, I mean.
Here's the thing. Good for the animals. But the problem with this, as we saw here in Massachusetts, is you have, you're going to have, in this case, where you're shutting down six tracks, you are going to have thousands, possibly tens of thousands, of low-skilled workers who were making decent middle-class wages chucked out on the street. And that doesn't excuse animal cruelty. But you've got to ask the question of what do we do with these people now?
But it's always, and that's why, I mean, that's the definition of no situation ever being truly black and white.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, this is an extreme example, of course, but think about the tobacco industry. Philip Morris suddenly had to pay all these taxes and
something? They can switch over to marijuana tomorrow. You can shut down the tobacco industry. Just let Virginia grow.
But
let Virginia and Connecticut grow and we're fine.
But my point being that while, of course, we can all agree, despite the fact that both you and I are cigarette smokers, we can all agree that cigarettes are terrible for you and it's a bad thing to market to kids, etc. Fill in the blank. So many people's lives have surrounded that industry.
Yeah.
Like, it's just like, it's like in Detroit, the people who worked for Ford, and then suddenly there was a robot that could do their job. That's why everything lies somewhere in an area of gray.
WMFO Medford, 91.5 FM on the Town with Mikey D. We'll be here in 15 minutes with everything you need to know about the Boston music scene. Before that happens, we got a couple more things to get through here on The Big Picture.
We do.
Derek Gary and Shea Spillane with you. When we come back, our favorite things from the past week and the strangest things from the past week here on WMFO Medford.
Okay, copy. Mr. James Brown, soul brother number one, always fighting. Now I'm fighting for your life. I'm fighting for your life because if you use drugs, you better leave it alone. Drugs are contagious. They're killers. Every drug is a killer. Stay away from drugs. Drugs will take your life away. And if you want to live, stay away from drugs. Because they are super bad, super bad, super bad, super bad, super bad.
If you're a single man under the age of 35, you'd probably like to know what the ladies are looking for on an online dating site. A guy who had a few drinks and later got pulled over for buzz driving. See, that could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. And doesn't a guy who's back living with his parents but calls them my roommates just scream, Mr. Right?
Buzzed, busted, and broke. Because buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Everything is awesome. Everything is cool when you're part of a team. Everything is awesome when we live in our dream. Everything is better when we stick together. Side by side, you and I are gonna win forever. Let's party forever. We're the same, I'm like you, you're like me. We're all
WMFO Medford, 91.5 FM. We're wrapping things up here at The Big Picture. I am Chase Belaine. With me, as always, is my illustrious co-host, Derek Gary.
Hi there.
We are going to leave soon, but we are going to leave you with some wonderful tidbits before we go. First of all, we're going to tell you what's hot, which is our favorite thing from the past or coming week. And for me, I discovered this wonderful thing that I am totally going to do. It's called the Tipsy Chocolate Beacon Hill Tour. Touristy as hell, but still highly recommended. So basically, it's a two-hour-long tour of chocolate with a professional chocolatier whose name's Anne Wright. And she tells you all of the backstories behind all these various chocolates you can get around Boston. And it starts at the Liberty Hotel, which, for those of you who don't know, it's a jail that got turned into a boutique hotel.
I've been drinking in there. It's cool.
I would say the bar on the second floor is fantastic. Like, but if you haven't been there, go. It's great. And it's right off Storrow Drive across from the Charles. But so you, she basically brings you through Beacon Hill and shows you all of the various chocolatiers in the area. And some of which have been sold as early as the 17th century, which is crazy. That's what I love. It's like, if we're going to do something historic in Boston, have it be incredibly sweet. But at the end of the party, you pair wine with chocolate and treat yourself. It sounds utterly fantastic. And I highly recommend you take it. If you would like to go in there, the tickets are $74 all inclusive, and you can find it at the bostoncalendar.com under Tipsy Chocolate Beacon Hill Tour.
Is Touche on that tour, the chocolate shop?
Yes,
Touche. I've actually encountered that tour in the past.
I was gonna say there are six different things on the tour, and it leaves at 3:30 and ends at 5.
Yeah, they wandered into Touche one day when I was in there buying things, and
Touche is one of my favorite words.
It looked like
it's like two of me.
It looked like a really fun tour, and if Touche is on the list,
stop saying Touche.
That is the best chocolate shop in Boston.
I disagree.
So,
I think though Touche is quite good. What's the one my father always goes to? It begins with a B, and they have little mice as part of it. Not Bartlett.
No, I know the ones. You're to the chocolate mice. I know who you're talking about.
Yeah. The main location is in Harvard Square.
Yeah.
Not Bartlett, not Baker's, not Benton's, but, well, go to a chocolatier in Harvard Square, or just go on this trip. Maybe she will bring you there.
There we go. Thanksgiving. You feel like being lazy?
Always.
Do you need dark meat? Can you live without it?
No, I'm a white meat girl.
Okay, so if you're a white meat girl, Cracker Barrel has a deal for you. Cracker Barrel is offering heat and serve Thanksgiving meals for a meal for 10. Will cost you $109.99.
Seriously?
So it's about 10 bucks a head. You get two turkey breasts. You get cornbread dressing, turkey gravy, cranberry relish, sweet yeast rolls, pumpkin pie, and a pecan pie, as well as your choice of three sides, including green bean casserole, green beans, fried apples, cornbread dressing, if you want more of that, which you do. That's the stuffing, kids. Hash browns, sweet potato casserole, mac and cheese, mashed potatoes, carrots, or corn. $109. That is, serve 10.
That is legitimately the best deal in town.
If you got only six people coming over, they've got
they have an abridged version.
They got a $67.99 deal. You get a turkey, gravy. You get some ham. I don't know when you get ham with this.
Yeah.
Three sides, cranberry relish, and biscuits, corn muffins, or sourdough bread. So.
Sex.
So you basically, everything's there. You take it home. You throw it in the oven. You heat it up. Boom. Thanksgiving.
That is like 1/10. Of the price of actually preparing Thanksgiving dinner.
Without having to go to Cracker Barrel.
I would say without having to actually do anything.
You get that great Cracker Barrel Thanksgiving flavor without actually having to go to Cracker Barrel on Thanksgiving.
Everybody wins.
But if you do decide to go to Cracker Barrel for Thanksgiving, which a lot of Americans do, $13 for an adult, $8 for a child. It is their busiest day of the year. So you're going to be spending a lot of time sitting on the porch thinking about buying one of those rocking chairs.
You're going to be barreling a lot of crackers.
Yes. So Cracker Barrel, they got your... there's no dark meat, so it's out. Not going to work for me. I got to have my dark...
Are you kidding me? You like dark
meat? Oh, my God. That's the best part of the bird.
Oh, you're an insane person.
No. You're a crazy lady. You
the
people,
white meat, the white meat.
No,
get
white meat is dry and bland and horrendous. Dark meat
not
is
not if you smother it in gravy and cranberry sauce, you dummy.
Guess where the gravy got its flavor from? The dark meat. Dark meat is where all the action is going on in that
that's
bird.
That's why I'm glad the dark meat exists to give my gravy such wonderful flavor when I put it on the white meat.
I will be cooking Thanksgiving dinner again this year, and hopefully no more horror stories about my gravy. we will be 2 weeks from tonight, Shay Spillane. 2 weeks from tonight.
Oh, goodness.
Will be our annual Thanksgiving show.
Oh, goodness. Time flies, doesn't it?
2 weeks from tonight.
She flies.
2 weeks. I cannot believe that Thanksgiving is in 2 weeks.
Bella. WMFO Medford, 91.5 FM. We're wrapping things up here at the Big Picture, but we're going to leave you by telling you that that's the thing that happened, which is the craziest story from last week that we could find. For me, police say they are looking for a man who fell through the ceiling of a Waffle House restaurant in Tuscumbia, Alabama, Sunday morning. Video of the incident shows the ceiling of the restaurant bulge outward before giving way and a man falling through. The man then shoves customers as he makes his way toward the door, which is being held by people on the other side. The video cuts off as the man grabs a chair, hits the door with his shoulder, and falls to the floor. Police say the suspect, Wesley Glenn Boast of Birmingham, got away after a brief chase, though they were able to identify him by the fact that his wallet was left in his pants. Police say they believe Boast was drunk or on drugs when he went to the bathroom, took his pants off, left them there, and then crawled up into the ceiling. Police said they are getting felony arrest warrants for him.
Not one of your smarter criminals.
And Waffle House is so good, too.
Yeah, why do these things always...
That would really ruin my Waffle House experience.
These things always seem to happen at Waffle House.
Or make it awesome. I can't decide.
You never hear about this stuff going on at Cracker Barrel, but Waffle House, well, it's going down. Texas.
Oh, Texas.
Texas. David Gomez Beltran, 19, showed up for his first day of work at McDonald's and started his shift. Unfortunately, he showed up late, so his manager sent him home early. Determined to make some money from McDonald's last Thursday, he drove to a nearby location, still in uniform, and told the manager he had been sent to help with the dinner crowd. Once inside the manager's office, he pulled a gun and fled with the $1,500 in the store's safe. Gomez Beltran didn't get to spend much time with his McMoney as police caught him and his twin brother, who also works at McDonald's, the next morning.
God. Honestly, I've always wanted to have a twin just to pull off a crime. How is this guy messing up this wonderful situation that has been handed to him? And so I was like, I wasn't there. It was my twin.
Yeah, he was actually identified.
Like, what kind of dummy?
He was actually identified by the people that worked at the McDonald's that sent him home, because they had video of him, and they're like, oh yeah, that's the guy we sent home.
Not or maybe it's his brother.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for joining us. Next week, we will be doing a regular show. In 2 weeks, our annual salute to American holiday consumerism.
Skiddly-doo-wop.
Also known as our Thanksgiving-een show. So, yeah, it's a holiday tradition around here. I got to figure out who's going to be joining us for that, and we'll have some announcements about that next week. Mm-hmm. On the Tell Mikey D coming your way in just a minute. Happy Veterans Day.
Thank you for your service.
Our heartfelt thanks and admiration to everyone who has served this country, to the families who have supported our men and women in uniform, and of course to those who remember those who made the ultimate sacrifice.
It's radio, so you can't see us, but we are. Derek, come with me.